Was it 39?
94.
Oh, sorry. Okay. All right. 94, excuse me. All right, yes. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna. Is today Woman's Day? Is it Mother's Day? It is. Woman's. Yeah, that's what I said first. Okay, yeah, I saw that. Someone just said all glories to the mothers. Srimati Radharani Ki. She's the topmost woman, mother. Let me just drink some water. So, we're reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela chapter 14, performance of the Vrindavan pastimes. And we will begin with verse 94, and we'll read on because there are very few purports at this point. All right. Yes. Aparane Aisi Kaila Darshana Nartana Nishate Udyane Asi Karila Shayana. In the afternoon, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the Gundicha temple to visit the Lord and dance. At night, he went to the garden to take rest. Aradina Asikaila Ishvara Darshana Prangane Nritya Gita Kaila Katakshana. The next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also went to the temple of Gundicha and saw the Lord. He then chanted and danced in the yard for some time. Bhakta Gane Sangha Prabhu Udyane Asiya Vrindavana Vihara Kare Bhakta Gana Lana. Accompanied by his devotees, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then went into the garden and enjoyed the pastimes of Vrindavan. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has pointed out that this Vrindavan Vihar, the pastimes of Vrindavan, does not refer to Krishna's mixing with the gopis or the transcendental mellow of Parakya Rasa. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Vrindavan Leela in the garden of Jagannath Puri did not involve association with women or with other people's wives in the fashion transcendentally demonstrated by Sri Krishna. in his Vrindavan Leela, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu conceived of himself as the assistant of Srimati Radharani. When Srimati Radharani enjoyed the company of Krishna, her maidservants were very pleased. One should not compare Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Vrindavan Vihar in the Garden of Jagannath with the activities of the Gauranga Nagaris. Well, we can say a word or two here, just very briefly, I think. We can say a few words very briefly. You know, when you go to Vrindavan, or in this regard, it's more when you go to Navadvip and surrounding areas. Yeah, sort of within, 100 kilometers or something of Mayapur. Yeah. Then you encounter many devotees. You encounter lots of devotees. There's really a lot. Followers of Lord Chaitanya. And they're very generally very friendly and so on and so forth. And they like Lord Chaitanya. They like chanting and all these things they like a lot. And it's easy to think that, yes, this is wonderful. Of course, in one sense, it is nice. But then in another sense, the great majority of them have different ideas about who or what is Lord Chaitanya and what he and his associates did together. Yeah. And here is mention of one of the particular groups. They're called Gauranga Nagaris. Yes, the Gauranga Nagaris. They are in places like Srikanda, which is where Narahari Thakur was from. Lochan Das Thakur was from Srikanda. So Srikanda, and then Bagnachara, I think its name. Bagnachara. Anyway, it's not far. It's sort of the Kalna area. Kalna area, yeah. And so there, and in other places, you find Gauranga Nagaris. And Gauranga Nagari means Gauranga as the enjoyer. Gauranga as the enjoyer means Gauranga as Krishna, who's enjoying with female associates. Prabhupada refers to this here. You know, if you don't know the sort of the background, you might not really pick up on what's going on. But this is what's going on, that they take it that Lord Chaitanya would enjoy physically with female associates in ways which are actually material, but they take to be the ways that Lord Krishna enjoyed with the gopis. The whole Parikya Rasa, the Rasa dance, and all the associated pastimes and activities with the gopis, they, who are, you know, on the material platform more than one might expect, they think that as Lord Krishna performed like actual sexual activities with the gopis, so Lord Chaitanya also performed actual sexual activities with different associates. So let's not go into it too much. Like we said, we're just going to touch on it here. But this is the point. This is the point that the Vrindavan Vihar, the pastimes of Vrindavan, which Lord Krishna performed, Lord Chaitanya also wanted to participate in Vrindavan Vihar, but means not as these people, the Gauranga Nagaris particularly, not as they understand. And Srila Prabhupada, of course, puts it very nicely. Srila Prabhupada puts it that Lord Chaitanya, in his Vrindavan Leela, conceived of himself as the assistant of Srimati Radharani. When Srimati Radharani enjoyed the company of Krishna, the conjugal pastimes, her maidservants, you know, like the Manjaris and Sakis, and particularly the Manjaris, actually, the maidservants were very pleased. And so Lord Chaitanya was very pleased. And this should not be equated with the activities of the Gauranga Nagaris, who, if you, did a little research, and you don't really need to, you'd come out thinking, my God, what is this? This is madness. Which is true. It is madness, and it's offensiveness. Let's just be done with that at that point, and let's continue with the description. Vrikshavali prapulita prabhura darshane bringa pika gaya vahe shitala pavane. There were Sri Sri Radha Radhanath Sri Giri Govardhan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Sri Sri Gornitai ki jai. There were multifarious trees and creepers in the garden, and they were all jubilant to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Indeed, the birds were chirping, the bees were buzzing, and a cool breeze was blowing. Shitala pavane, cool breeze. Yeah. So even Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, very transcendental person, says that Vrikshavali Prapulita, the multifarious trees and creepers were jubilant. The trees and creepers were jubilant. And of course, the birds, the bees, and so on, were jubilant to see Lord Chaitanya. Prati vriksha tale prabhu karena nartana vasudeva datta matra karena gayana. Oh, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced beneath each and every tree, Vasudev Dat sang alone. Of course, it's not the right time to go into like some biographical description of Vasudev Dat, but at least if you're familiar with the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, you would know that Vasudev Dutt was one of the great, great, very close associates of Lord Chaitanya. Really amazing personality. And later on, there will be more in-depth descriptions of him. And yes, it's all just, well, it's all just amazing and wonderful. Eka eka vrikshatale, eka eka gana gaya, parama aveshe eka nache gora raya. As Vasudev Dutt sang a different song beneath each and every tree, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced there alone in great ecstasy. It's really amazing and wonderful. So, such a beautiful description. Lord Chaitanya is in his Vrindavan mood, as Prabhupada pointed out. He's particularly in the mood of an assistant of Srimati Radharani. And the context is Vrindavan pastimes with Krishna in the groves, associating with Krishna amongst the different trees and creepers, and that just such beautiful scene in Vrindavan. So Lord Chaitanya is dancing and sort of enacting. He's dancing and illustrating the ways in which Radharani and her associates would dance and associate with Krishna under the trees. Just very beautiful. And Vasudev Dutt, who is a transcendental person, he is a transcendental person. He knows what's going on. So he knows what song to sing at this time, and then at that time, and then another time, another song. Songs illustrating and describing those beautiful pastimes. Oh, and then it gets deeper. Tabe Vakreshvare Prabhu Kahila Nachite Vakreshvara Nache Prabhu Lagila Gaite. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then ordered Vakreshvara Pandit to dance. And as he began to dance, the Lord began to sing. Phew. This is really just very, very transcendental. Vakreshvara, well, Vasudev Dutt, he's a great devotee and a great singer. So many of them, I mean, they're all great devotees, and many of them were great singers, and Vasudev Dutt was one. But then Lord Chaitanya ordered Vakreshvara Pandit to dance. He was a kirtan dancing specialist. Sometimes, you know, we have our kirtans and devotees dance, and sometimes we have our kirtans and some devotees really dance in amazing ways. But Vakreshvara Pandit, when he would dance, oh, it was another dimension altogether. He could dance in different ways, just in the sort of the wild ways we see sometimes, spinning and back and forth and around and up and down. You see some of these Russian devotees, have you seen, when they go dance down, Cossack style? Oh, I tell you, it's amazing. Yeah. they would make these, what you call them, break dancers, look like conservatives. Oh, yeah, like, you know, just laid back people who are not really into it. But Vikrameshwara Pandit, when he would dance, first of all, he could dance endlessly. He could dance endlessly. He could dance for hours and not just, you know, back and forth and back and forth and a little bit this way and that. That's like, you know, serious dancing. Whoa. Unbelievable dancing. In keeping with the kirtan, and generally those kirtans, the kirtan instrument players and singers, they were intense. They were super intense. But Vikrameshwara Pandit could dance with them just as intensely or more until they became exhausted and they just couldn't keep up the intensity, or they even would feel they had to stop. But he would then call out, "More! Kirtan! Continue the kirtan!" And somehow they'd continue, even though they're ready to drop. And eventually he would be sort of like, you could say, the last man standing, still dancing, you know, intensely dancing, even though everybody else was just, you know, they just needed to take a break. And now here, these very special circumstances, Vrindavan Vihar. Vihar means pastimes. The Vrindavan Vihar going on. And now, so Lord Chaitanya was dancing in this whole mood of Radharani and her associates with Krishna dancing under the trees. So Lord Chaitanya was dancing, Vasudev Dutt was singing. Now, Vikrameshwara, who's the super, the most super specialist dancer of all time, he's dancing, and Lord Chaitanya himself, Lord Chaitanya himself is singing about those pastimes. Prabhu Sange, Swarup Adi, Kirtaniya Gaya, Dik Vidik Nahi Gyana, Premira Vanyaya. Then devotees like Swarup Damada and other kirtan performers began to sing along with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Being inundated with ecstatic love, they lost all consideration of time and circumstance. So they're singing along with Lord Chaitanya, Swarup Damada, who's a very intimate associate, and he always knew the mood of Lord Chaitanya, and he knew what to sing or what to speak in order, which would sort of conform with and enhance and just stimulate the mood of Lord Chaitanya. A Mata Katakshana Karivana Lila Narendra Sarovare Gela Karite Jala Kela. After thus performing pastimes in the garden for some time, they all went to a lake called Narendra Sarovar and there enjoyed sporting in the water. Jalakrida Karipuna Aila Udyane Bojana Lila Kaila Prabhu Lana Bhakta Gane. After sporting in the water, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to the garden and accepted prasadam with the devotees. Navadina Gundichate Rahe Jagannatha Mahaprabhu Aiche Lila Kare Bhakta Sata. For 9 continuous days, His Lordship Sri Jagannath Dev stayed at the Gundicha temple. During this time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also stayed there and performed the pastimes with his devotees that have already been described. So for 9 days, and just all day, just the whole day and just pretty much 24 hours or, you know, at least for so many hours. Lord Chaitanya was there. Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra were there in the Gundicha temple. And Lord Chaitanya was there doing these pastimes. Vrindavan Vihar. Vrindavan Vihar. Jagannatha Vallabha Nama Bada Pushparama Navadina Karena Prabhu Tatai Vishrama. The garden of his pastimes was very large and was named Jagannath Vallabha. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his rest there for 9 days. So at least according to this, Vishrama, you know, Vishrama means resting, of course. I mean, maybe it's more usually used in the context of just taking a nap rather than just sort of sleeping. But whatever, Lord Chaitanya, it seems, was there for 9 days taking rest in the garden. And then performing the pastime, the Vrindavan Vihar. Hera Panchamira Dina Aila Janiya Kashi Mishre Kahe Raja Sayatna Kariya. Knowing that the Hera Panchami festival was drawing near, King Prataparudra attentively talked with Kashi Mishra. So King Prataparudra, of course, we know he's the king of that area in those days and even up till what? Like the time of Indian independence, particularly in these days, but even up to that time of Indian independence, considerable parts, back in these days, the whole country, and even extending out through Pakistan and beyond, and Bangladesh and beyond. Yeah. It was under these different kings, many hundreds of different kings, and even up to the time of independence, those king, I mean, not everywhere at that point, but in a fair, I don't know if it was half the country or it was a not insubstantial part of the country, these kings were basically ruling, right? Pretty much they were ruling, at least to a large degree, even though the British were, you know. Oh, Krishna. Anyway, they're tough people. So King Prataparudra was one of these kings, ruling not a very big area, but enough of an area. Maybe, who knows, like 50 kilometers in either direction, or would you think so? Or something like that. Some kilometers in each direction, yeah. So here's King Prataparudra. He knows, well, Rathyatra, the first procession has taken place. Second is going to happen after a while. I mean, after the 8 or 9 days or thereabouts, the return Rathyatra. In the middle, on the fifth day, Panchami, the fifth day, then this Hera Panchami festival takes place, which we'll read about. And it's really very special and extraordinary festival. So King Prataparudra knew about that, and therefore he met with Kashimishra. Kashimishra is the head priest. He is sort of like, I don't know, what would you say? Maybe not temple president, head pujari, superintendent of everything. Okay. So he's managing. All right. So Kashimishra, he's managing the temple and everything that goes on in the temple and related to. And of course they all know Hera Panchami. What a special festival. It's coming up just now. So King Prataparudra, being just a really wonderful devotee, and Kashimishra being also just amazing devotee, they decided, they had to plan and arrange everything for that festival 5 days after the Rathyatra festival. Let's just read the next verse. Kalyahera Panchami Habe Lakshmira Vijaya Aiche Utsav Karaya Yena Kabonahi Haya. Tomorrow will be the function of Hera Panchami, or Lakshmi Vijay. Lakshmi Vijay meaning the victory of Lakshmi Devi, who is in this, what's going on here, is the wife of Jagannath. She's the wife of Jagannath. So tomorrow will be the function of Hera Panchami or Lakshmi Vijay. Hold this festival in a way that it has never been held before. Whoa. Purport. The Hera Panchami festival takes place 5 days after the Rathyatra festival. Lord Jagannath has left his wife, the goddess of fortune, and gone to Vrindavan, which is the Gundicha temple. Due to separation from the Lord, the goddess of fortune decides to come to see the Lord at Gundicha. The coming of the goddess of fortune to Gundicha is celebrated as Hera Panchami. Sometimes this is misspelled as Hara Panchami among the Ativadis. Krishna. Which would mean it's something to do with Lord Shiva. The word Hera means to see and refers to the goddess of fortune going to see Lord Jagannath. The word Panchami means the fifth day and is used because this takes place on the fifth day of the moon, because Rathyatra happens on the Purnima. So Rathyatra happens on the Purnima, and then on the fifth day, then the Hera Panchami takes place. And what happens in the Hera Panchami? Wow, it is just amazing. It's really, truly amazing. And if you want to hear what happens on the Hera Panchami and how Lord Chaitanya observed the festival, Tune in next Sunday at the same time. Same time, same place, because we have concluded our time allotment. Hare Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Srila Prabhupada ki.